This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in, time for KER Politics, segment 5, which is the first segment of KER Politics. I have Charlotte Cuthbertson on the line with me right now. Charlotte, is what exactly is your title? I know you got a promotion at the Epic Times. Are you now an editor, or what exactly are you doing down there, Charlotte? I know you're based in Washington, D.C., and your articles are great. But what exactly is your official title there?
Well, I'm a reporter / White House correspondent. So I head into the White House a couple of days a week. And then I also cover a lot of immigration stuff and opioids. So it's a juggling act.
Gotcha. Okay, well, regardless, just take it from Big Al here. I've known Charlotte. I've been interviewing her for a couple of years now. I read all of her articles when I get my printed copy of the Epic Times. Let me tell you, this lady is very, very good. Charlotte, when I was down in the Palm Springs area, it was all over the news down there that Jerry Brown was going against the federal government completely by saying we are not going to work with the federal authorities in terms of rounding up anybody in sanctuary cities, criminal record or not. I feel very, very strongly when I say that is really against the law, and it is really, in my opinion, counterproductive to our society and stupid. What do you think after having read that article, or written the article?
Well, I think the Justice Department shares your sentiment, which is why they sued the state of California.
Exactly.
And, of course, Governor Brown reacted by saying that the administration was going to war with California. But what Governor Brown did, he signed into law 3 bills last year, which came into effect on January the 1st, and the first one was probably has the most impact, and that's a real limit on cooperation with ICE from local law enforcement and jails. So ICE is not allowed into a lot of the county jails anymore, and many of the local law enforcement are not allowed to communicate with ICE about when inmates are being released. And these can be convicted criminals who are here illegally. The second bill is employers. Private employers can now get fined if they voluntarily give ICE any information or allow ICE into their business in their private employee areas of business. And the third one is the state wants to have a lot of oversight and review of the federal detention facilities. So probably the first one has been talked about the most. That's kind of the sanctuary policy that a lot of jurisdictions around the country have. But obviously California is the largest one and the one that the Justice Department really wants to try and turn around.
You know, it strikes me, I know there's a certain philosophy about states' rights in the United States, and I know that the Constitution has a lot of things to say about states' rights, and I know that people have a lot of things to say about big government, etc., etc. What I have a lot of things to say about is breaking the law. And illegal immigration, by its very definition, is breaking the law. And I've been harping on that for an awful lot of years. It's even worse, Charlotte, in my mind, when convicted criminals cannot be picked up in the United States if they're in these sanctuary cities. To me, that's just not right. Now, let me make sure I understood one thing correctly. Are you telling me that employees, i.e. co-workers, or employers, i.e. owners, bosses, etc., are now not allowed to ask a person what their status is in terms of citizenship or immigration, what have you?
The employers are not allowed to voluntarily cooperate with ICE. So they're not allowed to give ICE information about their employees, and they're not allowed to let ICE onto their property, their employee-only areas in their property.
That, to me, is absolutely amazing. It's the immigration problem is big enough a problem as it is. You know, it started out being kind of a back and forth about, well, that's a way for the Democrats to get more voters, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that's an important issue, but that's not really the main issue. The main issue is to get more voters, to allow people in the country to break the law is wrong. It hurts our country both economically and, I would have to say, morally. Comments on that, Charlotte?
Yes, you're correct, and it is very simple. If you do come into this country illegally, you have broken the law. It's not a requirement that you then go on and commit a crime to be deportable. You are deportable as soon as you cross that borderline illegally. And,
sure.
I think the criminal thing is really important, and that's one of the reasons that Orange County, which is the county just south of Los Angeles, they and a few other areas have sued, well, they're deciding whether to sue California or whether to join the Department of Justice lawsuit. But I talked to the Orange County supervisor, Michelle Steele, last week, and she said that because of this sanctuary policy, from January the 1st until the end of March this year, the police in her county have had to release 172 criminal illegal aliens from their jails, and they're not allowed to tell ICE. Some of the sheriffs have started saying, okay, we're just going to publicly post on Facebook when the inmates are going to be released, and that's kind of their way around. They're not directly communicating with ICE, but ICE can obviously look on their Facebook page, but it's kind of a weird, unnecessary cat-and-mouse game when really the goal should be to get criminals off the streets and out of the country if they're deportable.
Well, you know, you should allow criminals, you should get criminals off the streets. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm letting the studio dog listen to this interview, and the studio dog is obviously agreeing very strongly with you, and you can hear that in the background. Having said that, anybody with any common sense, even a pooch, Charlotte, I have to say, would have to agree with you. I mean, breaking the law is purely and simply breaking the law. And I think when the progressive movement goes in the direction of we are the law, we can decide because we know what's right, I think that is immoral on their part, and I think, quite frankly, it really definitely makes them look bad. Charlotte, what kind of response have you gotten to this article so far? I know the people in Orange County are definitely on your side because that's a county that is located very closely to the area that I just spent 4 or 5 weeks in. What kind of response have you gotten to this article?
Well, there's always people that, you know, look at things one way or the other, but I think we're one of the few media that reports, I guess, along a law and order line, rather than perhaps more the emotional, are you ripping families apart kind of tactic. So I think people appreciate this kind of reporting where we're just looking at the facts, what do the bills say, what can ICE do, what can they not do, and just kind of trying to educate people rather than inflame.
Well, you know, I guess my comment is I have to agree with those listeners who agree with us. There's no question about that. But, you know, I find this subject to be just stupid. I'm not even sure why you have to waste your valuable time on something as dumb as this. You break the law, you break the law. I mean, you know, it's like the poor gal who got shot in San Francisco by the criminal. I mean, somehow he kind of got away from the situation that he was in. Charlotte Cuthbertson, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, we'll come in chatting with Jim McKinney. It's the news that has hit the wires and the television sets and the street corners is that Trump turned down the deal with Iran, but a couple of other things have come up in addition to that. He didn't turn it down, by the way. He backed away from it. Jim, a couple of other things that are going on that I think are really important are, number one, it would appear that U.S. relations with North Korea have really, really tempered. It would appear that Trump's action, let me rephrase that, the U.S. action towards North Korea in the past has worked. I interpret that as being Kim Jong-un realizing that we weren't screwing around, for lack of better terms, and he realized that there was more to gain for his country if, in fact, they agreed to get off the nuclear bandwagon, for lack of better terms. I view that as being a huge feather in the quiver of our president in terms of foreign relations and solving situations that could have been very, very disastrous. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think, of course, the jury will be out for a little bit to see what happens, but the dialogue, the indications so far, the release of the three Americans, the commitment to not fire any more missiles from the North Korean government, from Moon and Kim, and Kim Jong-un, and the commitment to denuclearize is stunning. That is stunning. Now, we've had indications in the past, we've worked deals, but I think the dynamic has completely changed in this time. We'll have to see how it works out. But yes, this is probably one of the biggest accomplishments of any president's since Reagan, to bring, you know, changing the direction with the Soviet Union and the eventual fall of the Soviet Union. This, in fact, works. It will be amazing. And it seems to be on a very good track at this point.
Seems to be on a really good track. I have to say that I have to believe that I'm somewhat vindicated in my support of Trump since day one. I mean, I had some very bitter arguments with family members and other people. The man that I voted for was not the man, but the movement, and I believe that that movement is starting to come to fruition right now, personally. The horses aren't all back in the barn yet, so there are a couple of issues out there that are still very, very important and really potentially explosive. They have a little bit to do with the U.S. pulling out of the agreement with Iran, but what they have more to do with, although that particular action is certainly related to what I'm about to say, and that is we have to see what's going to happen in Syria, because both the U.S. and Russia are in Syria, and, you know, I don't want to talk about the morality of being in Syria. I had already admitted that Assad was elected by a free election, you know, according to the world. I admit that. What is the U.S. doing in Syria? I wish they weren't there. But the fact of the matter is we are there right now. I think if Trump pulled out, that would be an excellent, excellent thing to do. There is absolutely no point in trying to overthrow a regime that was, he was elected. Any comments on that?
Yeah, I think there's one. I think there's a lot of media twist, and there's a lot of people out there that listen and think that the objective there is to do regime change in Syria. There was a U.S. policy under the Obama administration to push Bashar Assad out. The Trump administration has not done that. Believe me, if there's no question in my mind or my military mind or experience that if we wanted to cut Assad off and take him out, it wouldn't take long. They just don't have the capacity to defend him. What that would mean would be a very dramatic, you know, disturbing situation there. So my belief in the policy, my understanding of the policy right now is, hey, they're allowing him to try and regain control of the areas that he can regain control of, though there is pressure, there is continued pressure for him to not take over those areas that have become free, both from the Kurdish in the areas along the Kurdish side, and then of course there's still fighting by some Islamic extremist groups, quite a few strong ones on the southern near the Jordanian border and the Israeli. So it's a very complex thing, and you can't look at Syria, and I think people make a huge mistake by looking at Syria as a single issue. The issue is much broader. The issue has to do with Middle East peace, it has to do with Russian influence, and most importantly with Iranian influence and attempts through proxy wars to gain ground and disrupt events in the Middle East, and that's through Yemen. You know, there were just more missiles fired.
Okay, Jim, what's the significance of those missiles?
So the Iranians firing directly into Israel. Well, actually, I think we talked about two different sets of missiles. We were talking about the Yemeni missiles over Riyadh, mm-hmm. and then have now is either missiles, artillery, or rockets being fired into Israel. The rockets or missiles that are being fired into Israel, according to information that is available now, are fired directly from Iranian's Quds force, their special operations forces, and their positions in Syria into Israel. That is a very large escalation and a significant change in the dynamic in the region, both stability-wise, putting Iranian forces directly against Israel. And, of course, the Israelis have struck back in a very powerful, according to Russian radar sources, about at least 20 aircraft went in and fired about 70 different targets, or at least 70 different missiles, and a significant escalation in conflict in the region.
Significant escalation. I guess my question is, in your opinion, and I know this is just conjecture, but if I were to guess, I would say it would appear that Russia is probably not going to support the Iranians to the extent that everybody thought originally. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I do think that's a true statement. And here's what I believe is happening. Again, the Iranians are fighting proxy wars in Yemen with Saudi Arabia. They're fighting a proxy war in Syria with all kinds of different groups. And then they're supporting Hezbollah in Lebanon and in the regions of the area. And they're also, you know, very involved in the actual direct conflict, supporting activities inside Iraq throughout the time. What they're attempting to do, I think, is use an old pattern of inflaming animosity towards the West and Israel to gather political pressure to shut down what's happening there. I think they're completely misreading the situation. I think they can't afford to sustain these multiple operations. I think it's very costly for them. And I think they're in a very difficult situation with limited support.
I would agree 100% with that, Jimmy. Let's do this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a break here. We've got to take a commercial break anyway. I'm going to bring Harlan Ullman in. I know how Harlan stands on this situation. It's a little bit different from what I believe and certainly from what Jim McKinney believes. Jim, thanks, bud. Okay, just got to take a real quick break here. Having said that, going to be right back with Harlan Ullman.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Continuing on with KER Economics, chatting right now with Harlan Ullman. Harlan is a pretty well-known author. I've been recommending his book, and you guys really ought to read it. Number one, he is a senior fellow at the Naval War College, and kind of the list of credentials goes on and on and on. Harlan, very definitely, I want to just straighten out some of your thinking, because we get a lot of comments about Mr. Ullman. He does not fall into the category, by any stretch of the imagination, of the military-industrial complex. Harlan, let's talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about Trump's actions with pulling out of the nuclear accord with Iran. What are your feelings on that, first of all?
Well, let me say, I think potentially this is catastrophic for reasons I will elaborate, but we need to have a little bit of a background to understand. This is not the only issue. There are three issues that are intertwined, interconnected, and each depends upon the other in terms of what happened. The first, of course, was the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran that we abrogated, or President Trump abrogated. Second are the negotiations that will take place with North Korea, South Korea, China, and Japan, and Russia, who will be engaged. And third is the tariff tiff the United States is having with the EU and China, which could spark a trade war. Now, what happens in one directly affects the other. In Iran, the United States is reimposing its sanctions and threatens to impose secondary sanctions that would prohibit any country from doing any sort of business with Iran. The European Union is not very happy with that. We put sanctions on both Boeing and Airbus, and quite frankly, because the United States violated the terms of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action that was authorized through the United Nations under international law, it is the guilty party. And so no one is under any kind of requirement to honor secondary sanctions that the United States may choose to impose. In fact, I'm sure Iran will take this to the World Trade Organization and other places to protest what the United States has done. Simply because the United States threatens to impose secondary sanctions on our allies reinforces the issue that we're having over the trade tariff matter. Secondly, this will give Russia a huge opportunity to impose itself more centrally. You will see that Mr. Netanyahu was in Moscow a couple of days ago with President Putin of Russia. Russia will certainly expand its propaganda war against the United States, saying that the United States is not reliable, does not live up to its international obligations, on and on and on, which will find, I think, reinforcement certainly in Europe. Then you get to the negotiation with Kim Jong-un. Why would Kim bother to believe or believe that anything he might agree with President Trump, the president will honor? And so it seems to me it strengthens Kim's negotiating position because he will induce or demand certain concessions that would be ways of ensuring that the United States cannot remove itself from the treaty or any sort of an arrangement that it has with North Korea or that it might enter into. All these are interconnected. Now, you mentioned the point about Iran and Israel swapping missiles the other day. What is generated here is huge uncertainty, uncertainty in international trade and commerce, uncertainty in terms of geopolitics, uncertainty of what's going to happen further in the Middle East and Persian Gulf regions. And uncertainty is really bad for business, but it's also bad for international politics. In essence, we have an enormous amount of explosives with many fuses, and it's only going to take one person to ignite one fuse, and we could have a huge conflagration, whether that's economic over tariffs and trade or whether that's a war, who knows. But the problem so far, one of the problems so far, Al, is that the president has not defined his exit strategy. He falls into the same trap that George W. Bush did when we went into Iraq in March of 2003. All right, we overthrew Saddam Hussein, and then what? All right, we've just jettisoned the agreement with Iran, so now what? And if Iran decides that it is going to enrich and embark on a nuclear weapons program, are we prepared to go to war over it? I certainly hope not, but as I noted in my column this week, on September 10th, 2001, most Americans slept well. But September 11th changed the future, changed the world as we know it, and certainly changed the course for the United States. I argue that we are probably in a situation of September 10th, possibly in slow motion. All the factors are present for some sort of potential catastrophic outcome, but deciding or determining what that is at this stage is very, very difficult to do. But we have to realize that the ingredients here for a blow-up are certainly present.
Well, they certainly are. There's no question about that. I have one question for you, though. I read this past week that when Netanyahu was in Moscow, he met with President Putin, and he posed a hypothetical question. What would you do if you were attacked, let's say, by Iran in our position? And apparently the news article that I read said that Putin said, well, of course we'd retaliate.
I can't answer that. I simply don't know.
So you didn't see that? Okay, I'm going to have to fact check that, because that was I was under the impression that that was the case, and apparently that's somewhat up in the air right now. Would you elaborate, if you would, just a little bit again one more time about when Netanyahu met with Putin and the fellow in the president of China here, real quick? That was not a good meeting, as I understood you correctly, for Netanyahu necessarily. For Netanyahu.
What, with meeting with President Putin?
Yeah, right. But you were talking about a meeting.
Netanyahu was in Moscow for VE Day celebrations when he last met with President Putin. And at this stage, it's hard to know what the outcome of that meeting is.
Okay.
It does give Putin a lot of leverage, because leverage is both supporting Israel and Iran. I would not be surprised, as I've made this argument before, to see if Putin wants to become the power broker and trying to negotiate something in the Middle East, and I think that's certainly high on his agenda. I think he would like to have done the same thing on the Korean Peninsula, but I think he has been preempted both by President Kim and President Moon of South Korea.
Right.
And what we have to realize in these cases, it is really a combination of President Kim and President Moon who have moved these negotiations forward. It is, I think, they are the ones who have been the principal drivers. And while President Trump, as any other president would, take credit for these negotiations and the fact that he threatened North Korea with fire and fury and the like. The fact of the matter is that Kim is negotiating now, I think, seriously because he believes he has achieved strategic nuclear parity with the United States because he believes he has the ability to target and hit the United States with nuclear weapons, and that alone will give him enough sense of security and confidence that he can negotiate whatever he wants. But make no mistake, Al, he's not going to give up his nuclear weapons. He may agree to a halt. He may agree to inspections. He may agree to a long-term procedure in which the Americans leave South Korea and North Korea may do something with its nuclear arsenal. But to think that this is going to be an instantaneous agreement and that all is going to be safe and secure and peaceful and prosperous on the Korean Peninsula and Kim is going to forego his nuclear weapons is a delusion.
I would agree with that. I'm not really sure that that's in his plan. I think that if he basically says he'll stop the program, I think that Trump will buy that because it's very good publicity. He will probably get the Nobel Peace Prize as opposed to the president of South Korea and Kim Jong-un, who, from as I understand it, really probably ought to get that prize as opposed to Trump. But you know what?
Well, we'll see what happens. This thing could also blow up in our faces. You know, we have the three Korean Americans who have just been released from captivity in North Korea. They are indeed wild cards because I'm sure their treatment was not kind. Who knows what physical condition they're in? And stories about their treatment are going to come out. The administration is not going to be happy, I think, because those stories are going to be very, very grim, and they're going to reveal how brutal life is in North Korea at a time when the United States, or at least the White House, is doing its level best to ensure that it paints the rosiest picture it can of North Korea and Kim Jong-un.
Well, sure, sure. One final comment, and then we're going to move on to the next segment. I think you're going to find it interesting is dealing with the Middle East. I want to strongly suggest we post it every day that it comes out, and it comes out on Monday, and that is Harlan's column that goes through AP, if I'm not mistaken. Harlan?
UPI. United
UPI.
Press.
UPI. Harlan, thank you so much.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Okay, welcome in. Talking a little bit about injustice in the world, for lack of better terms. I mean, you talk about injustice, that's exactly what Charlotte was talking about when she talked about sanctuary cities. That's an injustice, I think, towards Americans. Having said that, there are a lot of opinions out there, in my opinion, and there's a play on words for you, about what's going on with the Israelis. I have a gentleman on the line right now who has just written a book, just been published, about the history of Israel, talking about the Jewish folks who... There was a campaign for a Jewish army to fight Hitler. The gentleman's name is Rick Richmond. We're going to talk a little bit about his book eventually, but first we're going to talk a little bit about Jewish history and a fact that, and again, remember, we listen to all sides of every story on this particular program. People who say the Jews did not want to assimilate the Palestinians, I believe, are incorrect. Rick, explain to us as to why.
Well, I think we are coming up this year on the 100th anniversary of the first meeting between Arabs and Jews in Palestine, when Chaim Weizmann, who was the head of the Zionist organization, traveled to Palestine and to Transjordan, which was part of Palestine at the time, and met with Emir Faisal at his military camp during the course of the war. And both of them agreed that after the war, which was World War I, that they should both appear at the peace conference in Paris in 1919, supporting each other's national movements. And that, in fact, happened. The Zionists went to Paris and told the peace conference that they supported an Arab state to replace the Ottoman Empire that had ruled there for 400 years. Emir Faisal, speaking on behalf of the Arabs who controlled Medina and Mecca, told the peace conference that they supported a national Jewish home in Palestine. Since that time, the Zionists, before Israel was created, and Israel after it was created, have supported the idea of a two-state solution, first in 1937, again in 1947, when the UN adopted a resolution that the Jews accepted and the Arabs did not, for a two-state solution. Again in 2000 at Camp David, between Yasser Arafat and Prime Minister Ehud Barak. 2001 with the Clinton parameters that Israel accepted, but the Palestinian Arabs did not. Again in 2008, when Ehud Olmert, as Prime Minister of Israel, offered a Palestinian state to Mahmoud Abbas, who was then legally in office as Palestinian president, he rejected it. There have been at least six times, formally, when the Palestinians have been offered a state, and did not accept it because they were not willing to accept a Jewish state in the Middle East as the price of gaining a state for their own, of their own. And that's a big tragedy, because today we could be celebrating a 70th anniversary of a Palestinian Arab state, along with the 70th anniversary of Israel as a Jewish state. But it's never something that even today, 100 years after the Balfour Declaration, the Palestinian Arabs have not accepted.
We've got a very intelligent audience, and they fact-check everything. I'm assuming, you know, being a published author that you are, and being, I think, a pretty bright guy, all of this is verifiable, correct?
All of this is verifiable. Indeed, I have an appendix or endnotes to my book with citations, and people can go there and see some of these documents. I've also written widely elsewhere with links in an internet age to the factual assertions that I make. So, yes, it's all available. I would welcome the fact-checking.
Going on to a different subject, but not really a different subject, Rick, tell us about your book, Racing Against History, the 1940 Campaign for a Jewish Army to Fight Hitler.
Okay, it's a story about the fact that the three great Zionist leaders of the time, representing the left, right, and center of Zionism, Chaim Weizmann, who was the center, David Ben-Gurion, who was the left, and Vladimir or Zev Jabotinsky, who was the right. They all came to America in 1940 to try and generate support for a Jewish army to support Britain and join the fight against Hitler. And each one of them came separately. They were never in the United States at the same time, but one or the other was in the United States for virtually the entire year 1940. It's a little known story about the Jews as they faced their own darkest hour, wanting to join the fight, coming close, much closer than people realize, to succeeding in establishing a Jewish military force that would join the fight. At a time when America was frozen in isolationism and Britain was on the rope, it was an important movement, an important story. It's got lessons for today. I came across it almost by accident, and as I started reading and looking at these primary source documents, it became more and more a fascinating story that we know the ending of it. There was no Jewish army, but at least in 1940. But the heroic effort of these three historic leaders crossing an ocean patrolled by German submarines at a time when anyone who thought, who spoke up about Britain was a warmonger, nevertheless mobilized people, and thousands of people turned out to hear them speak. They came close, even though they did not ultimately succeed.
Pretty interesting story. I'll just go down to Barnes & Noble and buy it. You know, having said that, I have to say, Rick, the situation right now in terms of the Middle East with Israel and Palestine, which obviously doesn't exist right now, and Syria and everything else, is really getting emotionally out of hand in my opinion. I just wish that people could sit back and simply look at history for lack of better terms. I really do. It's a sad fact that people let emotions get away with them. I mean, and I think that what we're seeing right now, and Larry Amernick agrees with me, as do a lot of other people, that even the Israelis, call them the Zionists if you want to. I mean, they basically run the country. You know, even they are, I think, being a little emotional in the situation that, although I think some of their emotions are, one could rationalize, but the general opinion on our site, and what an opinion that I have, and I'm a supporter of Israel, but I think they are a little over the top in some of their military actions. And I'm not going to ask your opinion on that because it's irrelevant to the interview, really. Although, having said that, maybe I'll go back in just a second. What is your opinion on that?
Well, I will make one comment based on what happened yesterday when President Trump announced that the United States was withdrawing from the Iran deal. There was support for that not only from Israel, but from Saudi Arabia, which came out with a very strong statement supporting what President Trump did. Mm-hmm. And the other Sunni Arab states who are allies of the United States and are also threatened by Iran and the prospect of nuclear weapons support what President Trump did. It's a historic moment when Israel and Saudi Arabia and other Arab states are on the same page. It doesn't happen that often.
No,
and they are the states most threatened by Iran because Iran is right there in their neighborhood. We're 10,000 miles away. So the fact that you've got not only Israel, but Saudi Arabia and other Arab states supporting what President Trump did yesterday is, in fact, a historic moment. In terms of military, you asked about military responses by the Israelis. Imagine up in Washington or in Oregon, there were rockets being sent in against civilians and mm-hmm. people who were crossing the border from Canada mm-hmm. and crossing the border and attacking American citizens in their schools, in their churches, in their discos, in their universities, and lobbing rockets indiscriminately against them. Ask yourself, what would the American reaction to that be? And whether Canada would still exist if it did it more than once.
Well,
So I would take the sort of the opposite position of what you did, mm-hmm. And I know your audience is on both sides of this, and there are obviously two sides to every question, but I would say that Israel has shown remarkable restraint in waiting till the last moment and then responding not with overwhelming military force, but just enough force to stop for the time being what the Arabs are doing. So I think, you know, rather than indiscriminate or excessive force, Israel has been extremely cautious and responded in a way that any nation would, and I believe any nation would have responded much more strongly to these sorts of provocations than Israel has.
You know, I have to tell you, you got to keep an open mind about all of this stuff. There are two sides to every story, and that's probably one of the reasons that our radio program, KE Politics, is so popular. Mr. Redmond, always, Richmond, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.